Well, we have returned from a Caribbean cruise in February. That's right. I don't think you'll hear a lot of that going on in the podcast world this week, but hey, that's... Even my mom has a podcast. Hey, I'm Norwegian Cruise Line Nintendo Switch champion, right?
Yeah.
Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom. Yeah. And relaxed mom.
Relaxed mom?
1 week of no cooking, that was something.
Okay, so we went on a Caribbean cruise. We went from... We started in Galveston, right?
Yep.
We loaded up a Jeep and we drove several states over to Galveston.
Yes, about 11 hours or something like that.
It was a ways.
Yeah.
I want this to be all about the cruise, this pod. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So make sure you have something to contribute about this cruise.
I was on it.
You were on it?
Yeah.
The boat we were on was called the Norwegian Prima.
Yes, it's about 2 years old. It's really... Very pretty boat. Nice.
Yeah, it's one of the best looking boats out there because some of them, and we came across other ships, and they kind of just look like a pile of rooms on top of a barge, right?
Yeah, but this one's really pretty.
Okay, so we got aboard. We went to our muster stations, which I'm a little disappointed we never mustered.
Well, we used to have to go, and everybody had to try on their life jackets, make sure you could tie them on and everything.
We didn't even get to use a life jacket. I feel a little bit cheated.
You didn't get to see one.
And I
never
saw one.
Well, they were in our room. They used to be like up in the closet, too, in case in the middle of the night you had to grab it and put it on.
Well, they said, hey, if there's an emergency and you can't get to your muster station, go to another one. Like, how am I supposed to know where the other ones are?
There's going
to
be people grabbing you everywhere you go. There's going to be lots of muster stations.
But on the other hand... I mean, you kind of paid for a crash, you know, to experience piling into the lifeboat. We never really got that.
Oh, sorry. Go on another cruise. You'll get to go. You'll be...
Because everybody goes on these cruises to be like the Titanic, right?
No, you go on the cruise because it's a nice way to travel.
It is a nice way to travel compared to unloading at a hotel each night,
yes.
You know, a different room.
Yeah.
Everybody pack up. Everybody bring all this stuff over here. Bring it up to the room.
And you don't know if it's a nice hotel, if it's going to be horrible beds, and you have to unpack and you have to pack.
And
again.
If you go to a city, an older city, you're probably going to stay in a dump.
Well, they're not dumps, but you know,
they're old.
Lots of times,
but on
if
a cruise
you're in,
ship, you're in like the newest hotel.
Well, it's the newest cruise ship.
Yeah, essentially, right?
Yes.
Now, our cruise ship's, it's pretty big tonnage, but it has about, was it 3,000?
About, yeah, and it was full.
Or close to it, right?
Yeah.
We came across some that were even bigger.
There was one right next to us. It was bigger than
the Apex, I think, was about the size, but it had more people.
Yeah.
There was the Jubilee and the Icon of the Sea.
Yeah, you got to see the Icon of the Sea.
Icon of the Sea. And it kind of just looks like a city on a barge. Like
it's big.
It's just, it doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look even. It doesn't look like it should be floating.
I bet you never get bored on that ship. I mean, we didn't get bored on our ship.
Well, talk about some of the stuff that we could do on our ship.
Well, there was a racetrack. You went on the racetrack.
Okay, but you didn't.
Well, I can't. I'm not supposed to.
The go-karts went 5 miles per hour.
Well, after I saw how slow you guys went, I figured, well, I probably could have done that.
But. Oh, yeah. Bumper cars are faster than
this. Yeah.
It was disappointing how slow they went, and we went for two sets of five laps.
Yeah, but now you know that's what they kept advertising these nights and set times when you could just go be the only one on the track, and they'd time you. That's probably a lot more fun.
They turn the governor off. You actually have to brake.
So it's worth paying.
When you have a full starting grid on this go-kart, which it's cool that you have like a 3-story go-kart on top of your cruise ship.
So and it doesn't look outrageous on driving it fast.
Right. But I just was able to floor the throttle the whole way through. And it's electric, but it made vroom vroom sounds.
Oh, that was good. You had to wear these face masks. Looked like you were going to rob a bank or something.
Something like that, yes.
We just hope they washed it in between.
We also did a mother-son painting class.
That was fun. We got to paint some Converse.
Chuck Taylor All-Stars.
Yeah, Taylor All-Stars. Yep.
And then at the end of that, they wanted us to just kind of write some personal message or whatever. And what were you writing?
family that I missed up.
Family.
I forgot just how to spell it properly.
I've got family.
Family.
Now, if you think about it, it does sound like, for a lot of people, family instead of family.
See, my problem is I spell like I talk, and I don't speak proper grammar.
I interrupted you right as that L was going up.
No, I knew.
F-A-M-L. I should have let you finish and then be so like, hey, take a picture with
so
it.
So I put a bow on it and made it an I.
But our paintings were not long for this world. We left them in the dumpster.
But we took a picture of us.
Yeah. It's not anything too terribly impressive. I'll say that.
Some
much.
Relatives that were with us said that mine looked better than yours.
I wasn't that surprised. I mean, it was a bit of a paint by number type thing.
Yeah, really, but it was fun. It. Something mom and son could do.
We also went to Summer, the Donna Summer. Summer. Okay, come on. Why are you
was
looking
it
at
the
me confused?
Donna Summer Story.
Yeah, it was a musical.
It was pretty good.
There were a ton of costume changes.
Yeah, and Tyler got to take a tour and I think he was really impressed about how many costume changes they have back there and everything.
Because they only have so many performers. I suppose that older, you know, you did a cruise like 10 years ago, you'd probably see a magician and they'd have a lot of stuff and they'd have an assistant or two or something, right?
Yes.
But now you still want to have a show, but you don't want to hire a lot of performers. So everybody plays five parts.
Even the girls were playing guys.
There was a lot of girls playing guys. There was more girls. I guess it's easier for the girls to play guys than it is for the guys to play girls.
Yeah, less have to be added.
However, I do take issue with some of the portrayals of historic figures. There was a girl playing Giorgio Moroder, did not have a fake mustache.
It was a real one?
No, she didn't have a mustache. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
She did. The guy has a pronounced, noticeable, he's known to have a big mustache, still alive, has a big mustache, would be offended by this, surely. And they didn't even bother. Like, you were not, okay, it's like, hey, someone's playing Abe Lincoln.
No beard.
No beard. You know, no hat,
didn't know who the
right,
guy
blonde
was.
Hair.
So most people probably like me and are clueless. I can't talk.
Clueless
as to who he was, so they didn't realize he was missing something.
There were three
important
gals playing Donna.
Yeah,
I thought
that
the one that played young, preteen Donna or whatever, she had the strongest singing voice.
Oh, you thought so? I thought the one that played the adult, in her prime,
the oldest.
No,
the one with the silver dress, or the middle.
The middle one.
The middle was okay. The oldest one sang like she had to have auditioned for American Idol and just came with the loudness.
She was loud.
That's what she was packing, was volume.
But that's kind of what happens to older singers. I mean, they kind of lose a little bit of it.
So they just overcompensate with the volume?
No, but that's kind of, it was really true to the story.
Is that why Joe Biden yells at everybody?
That's why I yell.
Okay, sure. So we thought that was interesting, and it was fun that they're doing this while we're at sea, right?
Yeah.
And some of these days, we're at sea the whole time. We're chugging along at about 20 miles per hour relative, Earth-land speed, okay? Uh-huh. They called it, 60 knots over there, something like that, right?
I don't know.
It looked like we were going pretty good. It was nice.
Sometimes.
You go to all these different places to eat.
It's fun.
Tell us about some of the places to eat and what you liked.
Oh, let's see. My favorite was the steakhouse. I forget what the
everything
name of it was.
A steakhouse.
Well, this place was 3-hour meal. It was like how many courses? 5 courses.
It was excessive.
I know, and it went on and on. But was really good.
We waited at least an hour to get a steak, even though we were the first people in.
I don't know what the problem was there.
They couldn't have gone out back and killed the cow unless they brought it on board.
Well, I think that somebody, our waiter disappeared. So either he got ill.
I think we had a swap of waiters.
Or he got assassinated or something.
A waiter got switched.
I don't know what happened. But you know how now that I've watched The Bear on TV, I kind of know about how these nice restaurants are run. And I was watching them and they were doing sign language to each other, kind of. And I saw somebody point to our table and all of a sudden we had a waiter like that. The wine steward became our waiter in a matter of moments.
So I thought that food was okay.
Okay, what was your favorite?
We did the Japanese, is it a Japanese steakhouse?
Well, it's called a steakhouse, but they have a different name for it.
They flip the knives around, and they sing Sweet Caroline, and I kind of thought, okay, the knife flipping, I'm all right with that. Murdering the Neil Diamond stuff, I didn't need.
I didn't need
of that.
I saw the guy that our singer, our performer, or whatever, our chef at breakfast. I think it was the last day.
He was also the chef of omelet.
He made me an omelet, and I was talking to him, and then after I left his omelet thing, I think I reminded him that he does that too, because he started singing. While I was eating breakfast, I could hear him singing the songs while he was making omelets.
There was some interesting things there, and I thought that the fried rice that he made was really good. Food was good too. Everywhere we went, the food was overall pretty good. Unfortunately, your husband wanted to eat at one place all the time, the local, the burger bar. Let's go get a burger. Let's get a burger and a sundae. I'm getting a sundae. Everybody come with me to get a burger and a sundae. We must have had that 5 times.
Well, I never had a burger there.
I liked the place called Noodles. But I thought their best dish
was the Indulge Food Hall, which is something new.
They have something called the Indulge Food Hall.
Very classy place.
There are, three food halls, essentially.
This was like about a bunch of food trucks.
One's a buffet, right? And this is like, it's like a food truck center.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the...
But it's indoors.
The food court at the mall.
Yeah,
right?
But it's really classy. And you have, you sit down at the table and you order from, a little screen.
That doesn't work, right?
Well, I know, because everything's free.
Because it's like, here's a spot to swipe your card, and we're like, okay, is my order gone through or not?
This is pay now. You don't have to pay.
Thing you know, you got 5 Singapore street noodle bowls coming your way. Because you didn't know that it took your order or not.
I know.
That
she should hang around us while we all figured it out, but
nobody
left.
Wanted to eat what I wanted to eat, so that's what happened.
Of noodles.
I thought the Singapore street noodles were good. There was something called nochi or something. It was fine too. Dough
naanin.
Balls.
I had some naanin bread. Is it naanin or naanin? I don't know.
I think it's just naan.
Naan bread. Oh,
and it's
really
like
good.
Indian bread.
Yeah, but I got a hot pepper in it. Woo!
There wasn't a lot in the way of spicy foods, I felt. And it was
weird. I got one spicy food.
It was weird having a lack of fried chicken on a menu.
Because you're a Southern boy.
And a lack of tacos and burritos.
Well, there was a Mexican food restaurant. And if we would have ate anything off the boat, because we were in Mexico a lot, we probably would have got some stuff. But we didn't eat while we were off the boat, except for some fresh pineapple, huh?
One of our first stops was, what was the name of that? Costa Maya?
Costa Maya.
Yeah. And we went into the ruins, and we had a guide.
Mayan ruins. It was
a really
good
tour.
He was
very informative, and he gave us some special honey. There's something called the honey good luck bee or something around there, and it's a bee that doesn't sting.
Yeah, it's a little tiny
bees that don't have stingers. So what are they? Are they flies then? Like, what is this? But they make some kind of honey, and he said it's like $200 a liter or something. It was a lot, okay? And we tried some of it, and it was very tangy.
Yep.
And Tyler talked all the time and asked a ton of questions.
Well, that's what Tyler does.
And that seemed to annoy the other family that was kind of with us, but I'm not so sure.
Thank goodness there was just us and one other group.
Yeah, we went on a smaller tour, which seems like the better way to go about it. If you have the big bus, then it's not so interesting.
We saw a really
right?
bad wreck, like a 4-car wreck. It was between, it looked like the cause of the wreck was a taxi. They said the taxis drive really fast.
Well,
there.
I didn't see a lot in the way of street laws.
No,
like
you just kind of go,
lights.
And there's lots of bumps.
Yeah, and this was in the most southern part of Mexico.
Yeah, this
right?
was pretty rural Mexico, I think.
Yeah.
More rural.
And then we'd kind of between places, we'd have a day at sea to get to the next spot.
Or a night at least.
Yeah, something like that. And you know what? That Costa Maya, it looked okay. I guess it transformed a lot in recent years, that more tourism going there.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Belize. You remember Belize?
Mm-hmm. Belize. Norwegian has our own private island, and we had a blast there. We rode wave runners. And I thought we were just going to ride these. Of course, I was a passenger. My husband drove, and then Vaughn had one of his own. And I just thought we were just going to go tooling around this little area lagoon
or something.
I was
concerned that in the like hour or so that we'd be doing this or 30 minutes.
We'd get bored.
That we would, it would be like half instructions and safety followed by, okay, everybody just go around in this little lagoon area that we have sanctioned
tool
off,
around,
right?
Yeah.
Instead, we kind of went around the island.
We went out to the
open
ocean.
Water.
Open water.
We were in way more open of water than I anticipated.
It was crazy. An hour and a half, and then they even stopped, and people could go swimming if they wanted to.
I was hitting 46 kilometers per hour.
We were like about 35,
and I was
35,
like screaming
40.
Like woohoo, just to see if anybody could hear me or anything. And it's a me, Mario, and things like that.
It was crazy.
Nobody could hear me. I eventually
saw you
came
once.
Across you. Well,
we waved.
There was some heavy gal in front of me, and we were instructed to stay in a line, but also to keep up with the guy. And she was not keeping up, so I used a little bit of my Wave Race 64 from Nintendo 64, and I hit a wake, and I jumped over and stuff, and I did
I'm
a barrel roll.
I'm glad you didn't hit her.
And I think she probably went underwater or something.
No,
I
she think, didn't. You're full of it.
I think
they would have kicked you off.
I was concerned they're gonna somebody's gonna come by and kick me out, or maybe luckily nobody saw it. Because I kind of like dunked her or something. But
you did not. He's full of it.
So me and some other guy from Illinois caught up with the main dude, and he was like, hey,
how'd
you guys.
You know he was you from got, Illinois.
When we stopped and got in the water or whatever, he mentioned he's from Illinois. I said, from Kansas. You know, I wasn't too specific.
First time in the ocean, and you take off of this wave runner.
We went around the cruise ship, was really
right
cool.
Next,
and
we
I was like
donuts.
Waving to people on the cruise ship, but there weren't that many people on the like in the infinity pool or anything
now,
like that.
No, did you see? Your dad and I did donuts in front of the cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome.
I didn't do that many of tight turns, but it can be a little throw you off. It throws you off when you...
I was a little scared, actually.
You have to sort of like find a spot in the water to cut through. If you go against it, it's a little
That's
choppy.
Why this guy started... I think Dad and I were bouncing around a bunch. I think that's why this guy started kind of leading us, and Dad drove in his wake kind of in, and he showed us some stuff we could do.
We went to the private beach there.
Yeah,
it was really well appointed. Everything
was.
Seemed okay.
It was hardly anybody was there.
We did some snorkeling, but the water was a little bit on the murky side. And this was not the bluest water we would see on the trip.
No, unfortunately.
I saw a fish underwater. I tried to snorkel on. It pushed up against my face weird and closed my eyes a lot, but I worked it out eventually. We gave it a shot. You watched our stuff on the beach.
I chilled underneath this on the beach.
And listened to hip hop.
With the breeze, yeah. With the hip hop going, it was good. I enjoyed myself.
We go back to the boat. We do some other things. They have a ship. On the ship, they've got a shop, tax-free.
The ship shop.
Yeah. There are several shops, tax-free. They had
I knew that.
They had some interesting stuff. I got two shirts, Lacoste polos.
Yeah, you got some two nice shirts.
At incredibly low price. $58 a piece.
Yeah, really cheap.
Here, you go down to the mall here, Von Maur, it's like $110.
Or at least.
Yeah. And then you have to pay tax.
Yeah.
So I got these for under half price.
Yeah.
When we get to our last stop at Cozumel, we go aboard, and we had a scheduling problem. Your husband said, well, you know what, we're not going to do anything that day because there's going to be 9 cruise ships at Cozumel, so it's going to be too crowded and all this stuff. The beach was nowhere near us. We would have had to take a taxi to get there, but we walked off and looked around.
Yeah, but the ocean was really pretty blue. It was
so
really
we actually
clear.
We had missed out on our prime
snorkeling.
So
that just means we have to go back.
Word to the wise, we went to Ruton, Honduras.
Yeah, don't bother about snorkeling there, especially.
It might, from other pictures and Trip Advisor and stuff, people are saying that beach was actually good. I'm not going to totally say it was a scam.
We got some money back.
It wasn't good for us. We went early in the morning, and it was like the tide was in, and the wind was everywhere, and it was cold, and nobody stayed.
The waves, it was actually, they were being told not to get in the water. It was so dangerous. The waves were huge.
It looked possibly dangerous.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to go in anyway, but everybody walked away immediately as soon
no,
as we got there.
We had to turn around and come back.
So that was supposed to be our best snorkeling opportunity.
I know.
So we ended up bringing all the snorkeling stuff, and we snorkeled for all of a hot 5 minutes, and
Tyler and Dad did longer. But
if you are doing the cruise and you plan to do snorkeling, and this is the pro tip here because I'm a pro now.
Yeah, right.
book all the snorkeling you can because you don't know when the weather is going to work.
Right. So it may not work out.
It's a total toss up. You don't know what's going to happen. Book all of it that you can. Because we didn't go to the beach or anything at Cozumel, we went ashore. Crazy blue water over there.
Oh, it was really pretty.
That must be why there's 9 cruise ships.
Yes, that's the place to go.
Evidently. We went into their like kind of open court mall area.
We didn't really go to, we just
it
got
was,
off
it
the
was
boat
weird.
Right at the port.
It was weird, but funny at the same time because every other store was Mexican leather.
Probably owned by the same people.
And it's like, how many shops do you need to call Mexican leather? Hey, meet me at Mexican Leather. Good luck.
Right? I think the prices were kind of high there, too, compared to
the prices were crazy high. I think maybe if you went to town, you could get some of that old school pesos, hey, how about a dollar? Oh, okay, you can have my whole shop, right?
Yeah, because they were pretty proud of their stuff. I tried to bargain with the guy.
Yeah, tell us about your bargaining skills.
I was trying
to
get a $7 t-shirt for $5. I told the boys, I said, hey guys, watch this. I'm going to go take my $5 bill up there and see if this guy will take it because they were not busy at all. I walked up there and I said, would you take $5 for this t-shirt? And he said, no. He took the t-shirt from me and laid it
behind
the
counter.
Back
to me. You came back to me and you said, give me $2 more. Then
I
what?
I went back, would you take $7 for this? And he said, yes. And he pulled back my t-shirt and gave it to me.
A $7 t-shirt's not a bad deal, I guess. I thought that the prices everywhere seemed pretty high. I went to the Mexican leather and I was like, oh man, look at that giant like leather duffel bag. That's got to be pretty cheap. It's Mexican leather. And then you see like the price of like a tiny coin purse. What, $15?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's not even ask about the duffel bag, right?
Really? Can't afford these?
I went over to Sunglass Hut, assuming it might actually be legitimate and their prices suggested they would be. Like they wanted a lot of money for the Maui gyms, just like the ones I was wearing when I went in there. And I was wearing my Kevin Durant jersey, and people are calling me Durant. And you tried to ruin my jersey. You'd be like, oh, that shirt? Yeah. And you,
I didn't do it on purpose. I just accidentally
stuck
put
a Velcro visor, the Velcro strap
my
on the
Velcro
back.
Velcro visor.
And it tore the shirt up.
I know.
And that was smart.
Sorry.
But I thought that I was pretty styling. You know, everybody was like, hey, this guy, he knows this stuff.
You look so much not like Durant.
I identified as a 7-foot black man who can shoot the 3 that day.
Yeah, right. You're what, 6? How tall are you, Von Fry?
Starts with a 6.
No, it doesn't. In your dreams.
I thought that everything seemed okay there. It's a shame that we kind of didn't. Though, if we took a taxi, we might be getting kidnapped.
After I saw that 4-car wreck the taxi caused, I decided I didn't think I was going to get in a taxi in Mexico. I'm sorry.
Back at the boat, we had a good time. We ate stuff.
We won. Oh, we did really good at trivia. We won the 80s trivia.
We won the 80s trivia, which we missed some that I think we should have got. We had some ringers on our team who worked at McDonald's a long time between the 3 of them, and none of them knew when the McRib debuted.
Well, you know what? Your father wasn't working there then.
Oh, goodness. And I knew it was, I knew like a year ago, I learned it was older than me, and I was like shocked to learn that. And then Dad's like, no, it's 1987. Guess not. And I'm like, I don't like this
one.
Yeah,
but your Uncle Martin knew the right answer about that first computer.
He had one, Commodore 64.
I know, and you wouldn't listen to him.
They showed the picture of a monitor there, and I thought it's going to be the Apple Macintosh.
Screwed up. But I knew Caboodle.
I did not know that one.
Yeah.
Now I got the first Madonna hit on the charts, right?
I know you did
Holiday.
Good. Yeah, you did good.
And that was most people didn't get
Everybody
that.
Was giving you guys props, but you know, like I think that couple behind us, those two guys were probably your age or maybe just a little bit older than you. But I think they were 80s kids. But we had the only 80 kids in there.
We won that, and we got playing cards.
Yeah.
And we played some playing card games. We played a game called Five Crowns.
And that was fun.
I'm pretty sure we own. I don't recall seeing that around here. We owned it at one time. You play with like 2 decks, essentially. There's a ton of cards involved, and you're trying to get rid of your cards, a game like that, okay?
Yep.
And it wasn't too awful. It took us a little bit to figure out the rules.
And I don't know where you were, probably laying out in the sun, but we went, your father and brother and I played like a putt-putt, pretty fun putt-putt course, and
yeah, I didn't do the putt-putt, but we did the drop. They have a dry slide. They actually have several dry slides.
Even your dad.
I kind of just prefer the term slide and then water slide, but now I guess we have to call it a dry slide.
Did you do all the slides?
I didn't do the racing one, but anyway, the drop, you get in this thing, you bundle up like you're a blanket, and then they go 3, 2, 1. Well, and then the floor drops out from under you, and you go, and then you fall.
Not me.
And I think they try to take a picture of you.
And then you try to get stuck in there. People are getting stuck in there.
People were getting stuck. There's
not
something
me.
About the too much friction. Maybe after a little while, they got
Vaughn
a wax.
Vaughn didn't get stuck. Vaughn went flying through there.
I shot through that like a bullet, a greased bullet.
You must be greasy.
I saw people ahead of time. I saw people the day before getting kind of stuck and having
Not
to wiggle
you.
Their way out. Me, it was nonstop. Boom. And luckily I came out kind of crooked, or I might have like hit the end of it or something.
You almost
too.
Did. You came out a long ways.
So that was that. They have another slide over there that I thought was really cool, and it was called
The Wave.
The Wave. And this, it was like
it was a
high bank water slide.
But you really got to bank like you're going to fall out of the boat.
It was verbatim like the Big Kahuna at Whitewater Bay. Now it's called something else because we don't want it to have the term white in it.
No,
that's
I
oppressive.
I think it's Six Flags owns it or something.
Yeah. Yes, they changed the name of it, but nobody wants to call it that. But anyway, that was like a four-person giant inner tube thing.
Yeah, this
but
is just
the wave
one
is a
one.
Single person.
Yeah.
And you have like the same experience. You get one big turn, but there is a drop at the start. And that drop can really surprise you. And it had me kind of like, whoa! So when people were going on the wave, they were also screaming. That one's not advertised as having a drop, but the first fall right there, it's a bit of a fall. Then you go feeling like you might actually fly over the edge
yeah,
of the
Yeah, that's what would scare me. Looks like you're
corner.
Flying
yeah.
off the boat. Flying over the edge of the boat.
I thought our boat was well appointed and everything seemed pretty well
it was
nice.
Classy.
Though
it was really
we,
nice. Our room
had,
was really nice.
We had a situation in the room where it was making a howling sound.
Gosh, it was loud.
It turned out that there is a weird vent in the shower that you can screw and unscrew.
Yeah.
And that is your vent. And it goes...
And ours got, like, painfully loud.
And we're like, hey, this is getting louder all the time. Nah, nah, nah. You know, Dad calls up.
Calls up, he goes, listen to this. And they said, we'll fix it right away.
And then it's just that, you know, screwed it back in. And that was probably, so that's probably all they had to do, right?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. We left Tyler to deal with it.
Yeah, so he's the one who saw them come in and fix that within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to know that's what that was for?
I don't know. Apparently, our cabin guy, John, didn't know it because he would have told us because we told him it was. I mean, you know, everything was really nice, but like the door was coming loose and our refrigerator had to be replaced and the shower door was like on bearing. Little ball bearing things.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a lot of repairs that needed to be done.
Well, we also had 4 people in a suite.
Well, it's a nice suite. It's for
you and Dad were on the bed. I was on a fold out bed, which fairly novel fold out couch.
But it was for 2 people. You just wouldn't share.
And Tyler was on a blow up bed.
Yeah, you should have been. Took turns.
That was kind of the problem with the cruise. The cruise with your mom, always in a state of panic, sleeping on some kind of brick module.
I wasn't in a panic.
Also, guys, take a pillow with you that you can use. Pillows are never good where you're going.
Well, but the reason it
felt good to be home and not sleep on like some kind of prison pillow.
The reason that we were all in a suite together was because... We didn't know you guys were going to get to go. Then we knew you were going to go.
Oh, you knew I was going to get to go because I'm unemployed.
That's
but
right.
We didn't know Tyler was going to get to go, so you didn't want to book him a room
well,
and not
no,
use
we
it.
Didn't get want to get you a room all by yourself.
Yeah,
and the
oh,
single
that too.
Rooms were gone. So we decided this was the way to go. Then Tyler says, hey, man, I get to go. And we were thrilled, but then we couldn't book
thrilled.
Anything else. All the single ones were gone.
So we... we disembark. We all had a good time for the most part.
There were issues, right? I was a good roommate.
It felt pretty safe. There was a lot of people from Indonesia, India, mostly Indonesia, that were the staff over there. Tons of staff everywhere. And you know what? The next day afterwards, everybody was really nice. But the next day, when we're back at home, I just felt like there was always some Asian looking at me around, like over my shoulder. Did you feel like that?
Weird.
Like the next day, I would just be like sitting watching a movie, and I'd be like, just kind of looking around, just kind of like, oh, okay. Just, it felt like some Asian was watching me.
You're weird. Oh, bye-bye now. Watching you. How's that song go? Private Eyes. I don't know the song.